Great Classic Mysteries 2 by Edgar Allan Poe, Mark Twain, Arthur Conan Doyle, G.K. Chesterton, and more. Her Letters by Kate Chopin, narrated by Angela Brazil and Stephen R. Thorne.
1. She had given orders that she wished to remain undisturbed, and moreover had locked the doors of her rooms. The house was very still. The rain was falling steadily from a leaden sky in which there was no gleam, no rift, no promise. A generous wood fire had been lighted in the ample fireplace, and it brightened and illumined the luxurious apartment to its furthermost corner. From some remote nook of her writing desk, the woman took a thick bundle of letters, bound tightly together with strong, coarse twine, and placed it upon the table in the center of the room. For weeks, she had been schooling herself for what she was about to do. There was a strong deliberation in the lines of her long, thin, sensitive face. Her hands, too, were long and delicate and blue-veined. With a pair of scissors, she snapped the cord binding the letters together. Thus released, the ones which were topmost slid down to the table, and she, with a quick movement, thrust her fingers among them, scattering and turning them over till they quite covered the broad surface of the table. Before her were envelopes of various sizes and shapes, all of them addressed in the handwriting of one man and one woman. He had sent her letters all back to her one day when, sick with dread of possibilities, she had asked to have them returned. She had meant, then, to destroy them all, his and her own. That was 4 years ago, and she had been feeding upon them ever since. They had sustained her, she believed, and kept her spirit from perishing utterly. But now the days had come when the premonition of danger could no longer remain unheeded. She knew that before many months were past, she would have to part from her treasure, leaving it unguarded. She shrank from inflicting the pain, the anguish which the discovery of those letters would bring to others, to one, above all, who was near to her, and whose tenderness and years of devotion had made him, in a manner.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?